You're listening to a podcast from 702.
Crystal Alderson is with us with the Africa Report this morning, live to us from Cape Town today. Madagascar, that official election result, days of violent protests. What is the outcome?
Good morning, Bruce. Yes, so after days of protest, we saw some violent protests in the capital, Officer Leash being really out in force. Madagascar's top court confirmed that former leader Andry Rajoelina is the winner of this hard-fought election. Of course, he had won 55% of that runoff vote, whereas the second contender, Mark Ravalomanana, won 44%. Of course, Ravalomanana wasn't very happy with that result, and he was the one who challenged the top court, saying that there was widespread and massive fraud, and he also brought his supporters out to protest and put pressure on the Constitutional Court. But we do see the court making that decision that Rajoelina, former DJ, is of course the president of that island nation. Now, we do know that Ravalomanana and Rajoelina are arch enemies. In fact, the one was president, he was then ousted by Rajoelina, and of course that feud has not ended. In fact, both of them were barred from the 2013 election exactly because of that animosity. So, of course, everyone is now quite concerned, because we did find that the European Union and the African Union, who observed the election, said they did not witness any election fraud, and they have to take that into consideration. So I think the Concord now ruling, this is the new president, the inauguration taking place in a few days' time. But I do think that Mark Ravalomanana is still not happy with that outcome, Bruce.
And then the Ethiopia-Eritrea border crossing is open officially, which is good.
Yes, in fact, of course, we know those two nations are celebrated Christmas yesterday, and they have their own calendar. But this was also quite a significant moment when these two countries officially opened the border in September. We of course know that peace was attained and agreed upon between Ethiopia and Eritrea, almost like brothers and sisters, quite frankly. But then the animosity for years, there was no trade between the two, no diplomatic engagement, and of course that border crossing that literally it was just this line and families could not see each other. There were a massive troop deployment. But I think the broader significance of this, of course, Bruce, is that I think this is a game changer for the Horn of Africa. Ethiopia has the second biggest population in Africa. They never had access to a port. They will now have access to a port via Eritrea. I think for trade, it will absolutely be a game changer. And then, of course, also, Eritrea was a pariah for so long. They were under UN sanctions. They're now even part of the Human Rights Commission. And I do think that they now also have started a new page and relations with Somalia, which is absolutely essential for security for the Horn of Africa. So this border crossing is much more significant than just opening it. I think it opens a whole new set of political, economic, and social dynamics for the Horn of Africa.
Thank you, Crystal Alderson, with the Africa Report.